Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark. 3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
I'll have a martini.
Cheers. I'll fetch him over.
Evening, chaps.
Evening, Rob.
Evening, Rob. How are we doing, all right?
All good, all good. You?
I'm all right, thank you. Oh, actually.
Yeah.
I've just, as I was on my way here, guess what I just saw? What? Someone cycling without an helmet on. Oh, and it reminded me. I never said at the end of that, at the last episode.
Oh, about whether it's legal or not?
Yes.
Oh, go on.
Yeah. It is a legal requirement.
Illegal.
What? Yeah, illegal. Wearing a helmet.
It's either legal or it's not.
Are you all
right, Rob? Wearing a helmet while cycling is not a legal requirement in the UK, which is what I was saying.
Yeah,
I don't know if I said it wrong when we recorded it.
No, that is what you said last time. It was me that said different, so I apologise. I didn't realise that.
But it's absolutely fine. That's what I meant. It's not
a legal requirement.
So yes. Rob was right and Kurt was wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Wow. I think we should just end that episode here.
And I was pretty adamant. About it. But yeah, and I've just seen one cycling here, so yeah.
Fab. Hey guys.
What?
Guess what?
What? We've won lottery. Oh no,
The fact that we're all still sat here, I'm gonna guess that we haven't.
No, we haven't. What?
Go on then.
It's our 13th episode.
Oh, is it? 13th? Oh, okay. I'm surprised we got this far.
I know. But lucky for some, unlucky for some, 13.
Do
you believe in any of that?
What?
Like,
all superstition.
Is that what that is? Ah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Superstition. Do you know what? Who were it that said it the other day, said the word
Stevie
superstition,
Wonder.
I'm thinking.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, he definitely said it.
Yeah.
A few times. I was thinking, you know, you have a bit of a brain fart and you just cannot remember what the word...
Yeah, really? What
Like
you did 5 minutes ago.
I'm not going to swear.
Mental diarrhea, I think they call it, Rob.
Genuinely, though, you know, you have those moments where you just can't remember what a word means.
So what is it then, Rob? What is super... Yeah. What, in your head now,
in your
what you've got it now, you've got it nailed and you're sure you know what it means, you tell us in the world, what does superstition mean? What is a superstition?
I don't know the definition. But Friday the 13th, it's where people think there's, you know...
What, Jason's running around with a knife?
Yeah, you know, it's... What's the word?
Nearly the weekend.
Superstitious.
Yeah.
But you know it's not just Friday the 13th that's the superstition, right?
Is it where... It's where people think there's some...
Has anyone ever seen you and Joey Essex in the same room at the same time?
You know...
They do look alike, don't they?
It's just where you know.
Well, go on. I tell you what. I'll make it easy for you, Rob. Tell us another superstition.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me think about this. If you're superstitious. Superstitious. if I say it more, you know, more and more I say it, the more I'm going to think of something.
See,
like, it's like believing in ghosts and stuff.
Well, something different. So superstition is where you believe in things that can bring you either good luck or bad luck or things like that. So, for instance, walking under a ladder.
Ah, it's funny you should say that, because I was going to say that. If I see a ladder, I have to walk under it, which is completely the opposite of what it should be.
What?
I know, that's weird.
Dyson.
There's like loads of window cleaners around that. What's he doing here? He's walking under a ladder. Weird, but that's what I do.
Mark walking through town... Walking on all the cracks on the pavements.
Oh God!
That's one, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
There we go.
It's what school kids do. That one.
Well done. Well done.
Or me.
Yeah.
like hopscotch.
Yeah.
So on that, Mo, you walk under a light. So are you not superstitious then?
Do
you?
Well, I'm not, but I am, because if I see a ladder, I have to walk under it.
So
I'm superstition of the opposite. That's weird, isn't it?
And are you like that with any other superstitions?
No. Well, that wasn't aware, no.
I'm Googling.
So if I see a black cat, for example, don't make...
Well, that gets confusing with a black cat.
Or crows. Is it crows? Or,
magpies.
That's it,
mate. Yeah, don't you
I thought they were crows.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, morning, Mr. Magpie.
Yeah.
You know, one for sorrow, two for joy.
Yeah. What's three for? What if you see
three
six?
Three for a girl, four for a boy.
What about 10, 15? I mean, where'd you stop?
I don't know it all.
So I've
15 magpies, could you imagine? I know.
There's a film in that somewhere.
I've Googled superstitious to find
and
out Stevie the meaning
Wonder's
of...
popped up.
No, I've Googled superstitious to find out the meaning of it, and it says having or showing a belief in superstitions.
Brilliant.
Was that written by somebody like you,
Rob? I'm all the wiser.
Yeah.
So things like the number 13 then, and or Friday the 13th, it doesn't even enter your head that it could be a unlucky or bad day or
anything.
No,
I mean, I'm aware of, you know, if it's Friday the 13th, I'll go, it's Friday the 13th, but it makes no difference to my day. No, not at all. Not for me.
I tell you what, I have a bigger problem than these numbers and these superstitions. I can't cope with having odd numbers on your car radio or on your volume on your TV.
I'm with you.
It's got to be evens, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm the same, actually.
Seven, no.
No. Completely with you. And it drives my Mrs. Potter.
My previous car, I've been driving along, 12 weren't 12 weren't loud enough, 14 were too loud.
I bet you had it on 14.
What a dilemma. I did. What a dilemma.
You know,
I just need it a little bit lower.
You do know there's a number between those two, 13. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, any number in between those two wouldn't have been right because it would have been odd.
Odd.
And you can't have it. You can't have an odd number. And
I must admit, I'm funny about odd numbers. You've got to have it. It's got to be even, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree with you.
Where does it even stem from?
TV remote and stuff like that. 100% with you. I mean, it's more OCD than superstition, but absolutely.
And the thing is, what is the point in the number? Because you're doing it by ear anyway. Yeah. You don't even have to have the number.
Yeah.
Luckily, my car now doesn't have numbers to represent your volume, so you can just set your volume at wherever you want, completely ignorant.
I bet there's numbers in background, Mark.
They might be.
I bet it might be counted up, and I bet it might be sat there going, ha ha, I'm on 13.
Yeah, probably. But superstitions, no. I don't think I'm...
I've got the meaning now. So, excessively credulous belief in and reverence for the supernatural.
What's credulous and reverence?
I'm not even going down that road.
We could be here all episode just Googling definition of words.
A widely held but irrational belief in supernatural influences, especially as leading to good or bad luck. Right, yes. Okay. That's where the whole walking under ladders...
Yeah,
so
it's strange, because if somebody was to literally say to me, are you superstitious? My natural response would be no. That would be my natural response.
Is that for you or for me?
For me.
Right, yeah.
However... use the word
he's
me.
He's not going to answer you. He's
I use the word me. I'm not answering for you. I use the word me, right? So I would say no. However, it's probably incorrect... Because actually, would I walk under a ladder? Not on your life.
Why? Especially if I was up the ladder.
Or anywhere near it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely not superstitious then, because I would have no problem walking under a ladder. I have no problem crossing on the stairs.
Oh, no, I can't cross on the stairs.
Yeah. Gemma's the same.
Why do you manage at Medwall when you're on stairs? What happens there? Do you have to wait until all the stairs are cleared?
I think
steps and backward steps, like Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man.
The amount of times that I'll be walking upstairs at home and one of the kids will be walking down and I'll go, stop. I always make them walk back up to top. But no, I can't cross upstairs.
So would you absolutely, like, be in despair if you broke a mirror?
Well, I broke a mirror before. It's no big deal.
Well,
you stop looking in the glass.
Yeah, but the question is that would you smash a mirror happily?
I wouldn't smash anything happily because I'd be like, I could give it to charity or I could,
Yeah.
But if someone said that's got to be damaged because it's too big and it needs to go in that small box and it's going in anyway, then I'd just smash it, yeah.
So if I dropped a mirror, let's say, would I instantly sit there and think, oh my God, I'm going to have 7 years bad luck? No, I wouldn't. However, if I was taking a mirror out to a skip, for instance, to put it in the skip, would I place it in the skip so I wasn't purposely breaking it? Yes.
Yeah, but you'd probably do that with a pane of glass.
Yes, probably.
I'd throw it in and smash it.
You like smashing.
He won't smash anything happily. Yeah. Make up your mind.
Well, I suppose I'm thinking like...
If you can see your reflection in it. No. That's not like you, Rob.
No, I won't be smashing out. I can see the reflection in. No, I meant like if it's just something that's it's going in the skip, I won't think, oh, I'll better be careful about that. But if it's, you know, something that I don't need to smash.
If you're putting something in a skip, you need to let everyone know in the vicinity that you are putting something in that skip.
It's like putting something in your bottle bin.
Yeah.
Bash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like local pubs emptying the...
Yeah. Bottle bins.
Bottle bins, yeah.
So what other superstitions are there?
Well, for me, and again, this is where I suppose I'm coming to my own self-realisation, because I don't know whether it's superstition for me or whether it's just something that I've took on throughout growing up, and therefore it's become more of a OCD thing in my head rather than a superstition. So I won't walk under ladders. I won't purposely smash a mirror. I won't walk over three grates on the street. I'll literally walk round it if there's three grates on the street.
Wow.
I know. It's a bit it's weird, isn't it?
That is more OCD than...
And I believe I would say that if somebody said to me, what's your lucky number? I would tell them what my lucky number is, which is 22. So I suppose I must have some sort of superstitious beliefs.
I think in that respect, when you talk about lucky numbers, me and Ellen will say, you know, my birthday is the 27th and Ellen's is 29th. And we'll both say, oh, 27th is a lucky number. And she'll say, 29th's a lucky number. And if we're ever going to have a spin on a roulette or something like that, they're the sort of numbers you know. And it's probably more because it's associated with your birthday more than it brings you luck. But I think, you know, people just get carried away with it.
I've never even thought about having a lucky number, but I guess I probably would just think of my birthday, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think most people do.
Most people do, don't they? Yeah. That's what they do with lottery numbers. They use the birthdays and the kids' birthdays and wedding anniversary dates for the lotto number. We don't, but...
So would you walk under a ladder, Mark?
Well, no, because ladders usually, if they're up, there's something happening around it, so, you know...
So you would avoid it, but more from a health and safety point of view. That
yeah, I've not. If it depends on. I mean, what length risk assessment.
He's, I'm gonna say, he's done it. He's done his 1 minute risk assessment and decided that it's unsafe to walk underneath that ladder.
Yeah, you know, I don't see what. I mean, would it be an easier route than potentially?
That's the difference, isn't it? I wouldn't purposely go out of my way to walk under a ladder.
He's off finding them.
Yeah, so next door neighbour's cleaning the windows. I'm just going to have a walk around there and under their ladder.
Yeah, get a kick on his way under.
I think
I'd look to see if there was an alternative route to go around it, but nothing to do with superstition, just the fact that it's not really safe to go under a ladder. But if there was nowhere else around it, I'm looking up, checking to make sure he's not going to fall on me, she's going to fall on me, and go.
Yeah, but I think it's safer going under a ladder, because if they're up a ladder like that, for the benefit of the tape, I'm doing the ladder sign.
He's doing the ladder sign, you know, national ladder sign.
A ladder leaning against the wall. If they're coming down with a bucket, and you're walking by the side, back of the ladder, they're going to walk sort of back into you, or... You know, if you're
really, really fast, you know, you cause some serious injury.
Yeah, but if you're under the ladder, you're out of way of danger. It's much easier.
Right. Okay. So it's none of you around this table. You do nothing based on like superstition, like if you see magpies or if you see anything like that.
Are you meant to salute a magpie or something?
I know people that salute a single magpie.
A single magpie.
I think if it's only one or something, but I don't. I don't think knowingly. That I have any sort of superstitions, so to speak.
I don't know if this is a superstition, but
here we go.
What about when people find feathers when someone's died?
Somebody finds feathers.
Found a feather. It means that person's with me. And I find that
it means somebody's with you.
It means somebody's with you that's passed, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm laughing, but because it's for the same reason. It's for the same thing that I can't sit here and say that I wouldn't go under a ladder, don't stand on cracks, if I also thought that a feather meant that someone that's recently passed is around.
Superstition. Thank you. That's more to do with belief, your belief systems, on whether you think, you know, there's an afterlife and things like that. Right. So, you know, I mean, again, I'm a big believer that people should believe whatever they want if that brings them peace or brings them good feeling or whatever. But I would say that's more to do with your belief system on an afterlife and stuff like that.
Just for clarity, I wasn't laughing at people that
yes,
do
you
it.
Were. Yes,
I
know you were. Yes,
I was laughing at the thought that I find that the thought of it funny that would mean that, like, why a feather would mean it would mean
it's got to be white, it's got to be a white feather, hasn't it? It's got to be a dove that's lost a feather, and then all of a sudden,
I just took it as it meant a dove,
surely,
maybe
it
died.
Depends where you find it. If you're like round a pond and there's loads of ducks or whatever, and you find one, then, but if you're
one out of its ass,
walking around late thinking,
but if you're like,
this is like a mortuary.
But if you're like in Woolworths or something, you find one.
Woolworths.
It's like when people think, if a bird craps on you, that's good luck.
Shit for luck.
It's not. That's bad luck. That is, you're having a pretty crap day, aren't you? If you're walking around and a bird takes a dump on you, you're not having a good day. Listen, so how is that looking?
Listen, if it's one thing that I've obviously come to terms with, is that I must be superstitious. End of story. Absolutely. Because you know what? You know, if I was out and a bird crapped on me, would I be annoyed about it? Absolutely. Would I then play the lottery that night? Absolutely.
Really? Just because,
yeah, absolutely. Wow. Absolutely.
Surely you must be playing the lottery a lot, because birds always crapping on you, aren't they?
Birds I've probably been crapped on by a bird once in my life.
Yeah, I think I'm the same.
Really?
Where are you standing?
Well, I'm around this duck pond looking for feathers. That's right.
I must be quite lucky then in that respect. I've never been crapped on.
Mark's around duck pond looking for his dad. Yeah, somewhere.
Well, this is talking about a rabbit hole, let alone a duck pond.
So you said that earlier about faith. Have you got a faith? You're not religious, are you?
No, I'm not religious, no.
Would you say you believed in God?
I don't believe in God as the almighty God, no. I believe that there is a bigger thing. I think there is something bigger than us. I think there's a bigger entity than us.
Right.
But I wouldn't necessarily call it God, no.
Does anyone? No, I'm intrigued because I don't think I've ever asked this question. Does anyone know?
No.
I'd go so I'd say I'm an atheist. I don't believe in it at all. I don't believe in it at all.
I like to carry some traditions that come with religion. Like we all do celebrate Christmas and stuff like that. Just, you know, they're more traditions than on a religious basis from my point of view. But no, there ain't anybody up there because there won't be kids suffering like they are doing. I mean, not just kids, people in general suffering in such ways where that shouldn't, you know, certain things shouldn't, cancer, that sort of, certain things shouldn't exist. No. And if there were somebody up there or anywhere in control and making things happen, then they're either a sick, twisted, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I've got 101 things I could think about that say it's not real, but we're not going to that. But just in general, I just think it's not for me. So your faith, Kirk, where does it go in terms of, do you believe in ghosts? Do you believe in... What do you believe in?
Well, I'd say ghosts and aliens are two very, very different things to talk about. I was two very different topics, but... we can, absolutely, and we'll come to that. But
because it's written down.
but when it comes to ghosts, so... I've got a question for you guys first, okay? So ignore the whole God and religious aspect of it, okay? We're talking about life and death, okay? So do you believe that you born, you live, you die, and that's it, eternal nothingness after that?
I have thought in the past about the idea of reincarnation.
Okay.
And whether we come back as something else. But again, I think that then probably goes against... everything else that I believe or that I don't believe.
Okay, what about you, Mark?
Do you know, that's probably the first time I've ever agreed with you on anything.
Oh, really? You agreed that there's a potential of reincarnation?
No, not necessarily believe in it, but I do think what if. And I suppose what if just exists anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you go, oh, I'm going to come back as a butterfly or whatever, or a white feather. There, people have these ideas that this could happen and, you know, you could come back as something else and what happens to you, you know, this spirit thing. And I think long and hard and it's really strange this, but it doesn't necessarily mean I believe in that sort of stuff, is that I think, you know, like we're obviously born and then and this sounds really weird as I'm going to say it, but I'm inside me.
Yeah.
I am inside. Yeah. I'm not just...
Your conscience, your conscience and subconscious.
I'm not just flesh and bones walking around with a brain that functions. I am inside this,
mm-hmm.
And I am a real. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And it's that that inside bit. It sounds really weird.
Why
I can't describe it.
Stick a pin in it a minute, because this is what I'll come back to. Because this is where my whole belief system starts, mm-hmm. in exactly what you've just said.
Yeah.
So let me just ask Mark first.
Do you
believe in live, die, eternal nothingness?
That's what
happens. No afterlife, no reincarnation, no nothing else.
No.
The one thing that I struggle to get my head round
and I'm not going away from this conversation.
The dictionary?
Apart from that, I struggle with the idea of never waking up. Mm-hmm. I struggle with the thought that you
eternal
don't,
nothingness.
Yeah, yeah.
I think everybody would struggle with that, Robert.
In my head, I don't think it's possible mm-hmm. that you'll never wake up. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happens, but at that moment where you pass, it feels as though you will wake up somehow. And I sometimes have this, it's like a multiverse, you know, where you in this life, in this timeline of life, it's quite easy to imagine it now because Marvel have pretty much nailed it. If you imagine this timeline of life and you pass, you just wake up normal, but you're in a different one.
You wake up as Iron
almost
Man
like I could have.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Same
like
you.
Scott Bakula in Quantum Leap.
Yeah. Same you, but it's like you just wake up and you're on a different level. I don't know. It can't.
Well,
be
again, stick a pin in that because you were just about to say different level, and now we're going to be. This is what I'm talking about. My beliefs.
Go on then.
Okay, so look, no one knows, do we? Let's face it. Nobody knows, and this is why I would never. Take the mickey out of someone's beliefs, okay? Mm. Everyone's got their own beliefs, and let's face it, you know, there's just as much chance of there being God and religion as what there is to, you know, as being a marble floating around in a bowl somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, this is why religion works, because no one knows.
Yeah.
Because no one can say, well, your God's better than my God, or your God...
Well, they do, and that's why there's so many bloody wars.
Well, they do, but what I'm saying, there's no eventual winner, because no one knows, as you said. No one knows anything. Yeah. So,
But the thing that I've heard that makes the most sense to me, and again, this is a belief, if somebody was said to me, what's your belief system, I would have to say... at a push, and it's still a bit edgy, guys, so, you know, bear with me, but I would say that I'm a spiritualist. So I don't believe in ghosts, but I believe in spirits. What I believe the spirits is a soul. What I believe your soul is exactly what you were saying before, Marcus. It's the thing that's inside you. It's the thing that makes you you. Mm. It's your conscious. It's your subconscious. It's the thing that makes you different to Rob, you know, different to Mark.
We've said a lot of words here. I need 15 minutes on Google.
So I believe that everyone has a spirit, has a soul, something inside them, something that is them. Okay, yeah. And that's what I believe, that when you die, yes, your body, your shell, you are dead. That is what it is. But I believe that then your soul, your spirit, then moves on, right. And moves on. And this is where you're all going to absolutely look at me blank and absolutely think I've lost my mind.
No.
But that's when you would move to a different, what they call vibration level.
Oh.
What's that?
So
vibration level?
Yeah. You're getting excited now, aren't you, Mark?
I'm intrigued to know where we're going. Well, where you're going.
The first thing you've got to do is you've got to think about energies. So you've got to think about the different energy vibrations. Understand that we're all just particles that are being joined together. That's it. Yeah. Fundamentally, right. You could turn around and say, we don't really exist as people. You put enough energy into you, you would just disappear, because the particles would split and you'd just disappear. Okay, so you've got to think that the whole world, everything around us, is built by energy. Okay, so everything's controlled by energy. So imagine that energy on different levels. So a fish, for instance, down in the ocean doesn't know that we exist. So we, the thought of to that fish that what we are is absolutely incomprehensible.
Right.
Yeah, because they've never experienced it, never seen it, don't even understand the concept of it. Okay, so that's what you've got to think about, how that your soul or your spirit goes through to another level. And it's all about learning. So what this is, what we are doing now, is we are learning. And we are developing our...
I'm learning.
Our
right
self.
Now.
We're developing ourself and our inner self, our true self, into experiencing different emotions and stuff like that help us grow as a soul, as a spirit. And therefore, if you...
It's deep, this, isn't it?
If you... Wow. Sorry.
My mind's blown.
I'm thinking of going to the bar and getting some more drinks.
Yeah, well, that'd be a first.
Anyway, that'd you carry on, Kirk.
No, sorry, I don't... I know it's a bit deep and stuff like that, but you asked what my beliefs were, and that's my belief.
We want to know.
So, I mean, to a point where... You know, you start to understand that if you are here living this life to learn certain things, that might be learning about loss, or it might be learning about pain, it might be learning about grief, it might be learning about things. And that's why your life, you know, develops into, so you have these experiences.
So then, when, I don't know, you get babies born, if you like, and they don't survive, you know, a month, you know, and you get some that don't even make it even into the world. What's that? What? Where's the backstory?
Well, look, what we've got to be careful of is I'm no expert, and I'm still very much, I'm not 100% in on this. Do you know what I mean? It's just the thing that I've been, that
you'd
I've
like
looked
to
at.
Believe?
It's the thing that I've looked at, and for me, makes the most sense, or what I would like to believe, yes. So if I was to answer you as a true spiritualist, as someone that, you know, is 100% in, as awful as this is going to sound, so please bear with me, is that if you were to look at it from a spiritualist point of view, that isn't about the baby, it's about the parents, and it's about something that the parents have to learn for their soul, that grief, that loss. You know, so that baby's been put there, and that situation has been put there for their learning.
That baby's not got a spirit or a soul.
Yes, that baby's got a spirit and a soul, but at the end of the day, it's being used as a purpose. If you buy into the idea that our bodies are just shells and are just, you know, pieces of flesh and blood, and none of this matters, if you buy into that idea that none of this matters, then actually death doesn't matter. So therefore, if you buy into the whole thing of death doesn't matter, then that baby dying, and therefore the spirit or soul then comes back as a different being, a different person to do their lessons, then fundamentally it doesn't matter, does it?
No, I suppose.
I'm not sitting here saying that right. I'm not preaching. I don't want to preach. I don't want to come across as preaching. What I'm saying is that to me, that level of understanding or that level of thought process answers a lot of questions for me. Now, whether they're right or wrong, but that's what faith's all about.
Yeah.
Answering questions. You know, and that answers a lot of questions. But it answers why we're here in the first place. It answers why we experience things differently. It answers why, you know, not pushing on the boundaries of fate, for instance, but why certain things happen at certain times. I mean, you know, car accidents. You know, if you were driving 1 mile an hour slower, 1 mile an hour faster, if there was a red light instead of a green light and stuff like that. So how things happen and why people come together and why people experience different things in life. You know, yes, of course, it could all be for nothing. And fine. You know, take your point, Mark. You're born, you die. It all means absolutely nothing. I would struggle to live my life throughout my life thinking that all this was irrelevant. Completely irrelevant. Now, I can't prove otherwise. You know, but me, from my faith, my belief system, I would struggle carrying that through life, knowing that it's all for nothing.
Well, that we as humans are hardwired to want to try and find purpose, aren't we?
Yeah.
But that is our, something to do with our brain function. Mm-hmm. It's searching for purpose. Mm-hmm. And some people have children, and that becomes their purpose to bring up children, right? And, or you're like me, you have a YouTube channel.
don't start promoting it on purpose. Here.
You know, random. But that's what we're hardwired to do, isn't it? So would you say that by you having this belief, that's where you would find your purpose, in the belief?
Well, it's not about purpose. It's about understanding that everything that's happening to you has a purpose.
Right, okay.
You know, that, yes, don't get me wrong, we all talk about, oh, we've had bad luck, or if it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all, or whatever. But it's about being able to take yourself a step away from that and maybe realise, or maybe take some comfort in what you're going through in life is what you're supposed to be going through in life. And okay. what lessons you can learn from that. And it's all about being able to take that step back and look at something and go, what have I learned from this experience? Has it been a horrible experience? Has it been a great experience? Yeah, but what have I taken from it?
I never knew you knew this as much as you do.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, I
didn't know this either.
But put a pin in what you're saying for a second, and let me ask you a different question. Okay. So, Mark,
I feel like I'm a mastermind now.
Mark literally mentioned it earlier, but it'll tie in. Yeah, you. Where do you sit on Are We Alone? In terms of, is there anything else out there? Aliens, but I don't like using the word aliens because you just think of the film. Do you think we're the only people in the universe?
Not at all. Impossible.
Yeah, well, I agree completely. Do you both agree?
Well, I agree.
Yeah, we can't be the only living matter in the universe.
No, not at all.
That's top and bottom, right?
No. There's other things out there without shadow of doubt.
What they look like and what it exists as, it could just be bacteria, but we can't be the only living matter.
No.
No, I don't think.
So my question then, to come back to what you were saying, is, so do you think that's the same for them as well? In that they have this same level of vibration and all that?
Are they in another paradox or something?
I'll be honest with you, Rob, I've never thought about it like that. Yeah. As in, if, you know, what I would say is, I would say that if that's my belief on this planet, then why would that belief change on a different planet? So I would probably have to say, well, yes.
Yeah, and I think that's where I get...
Depend on what... Because don't forget, we're talking about what I believe as conscious and subconscious and souls and spirits... Yeah. So do I believe that a bacteria or an amoeba or something like that has got a spirit and a soul? No. I believe that that's matter that grows. Yeah. So I don't believe that when that bacteria dies, that then that's learnt something and stuff like that. I don't. We're talking about things with conscious beings and subconscious. That's what I'm talking about. So if we're talking about aliens, let's say, because that's what we're talking about, if they are aliens of beings with a subconscious and a conscious and a what I would consider a soul and stuff like that, then yes, I would believe exactly the same thing for them. But if they were just same as an unconscious being or an unconscious animal or whatever it is, then no, I wouldn't believe that, because I don't believe that on this planet.
I'm intrigued to hear people and what makes, you know, them think why they think and why they believe what they believe. And the thing that always amazes me, not amazes me, I suppose, but... I'd love to believe in ghosts and spirits. I'd love to have some evidence that there's more than this. Mm-hmm. I'd love it, because I'd feel a bit more comfortable, like you said, knowing that this isn't just this is it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? However, what I would say is, you know, the people that say that they've seen things, everybody loses somebody. We all lose loads of people, don't we? By all accounts, people that we know, people that we're related to, whatever. And I've never seen anything. And people say, well, you don't believe, or... Well, no, you either... You know, I don't have to believe something that's in front of me to see it. I can just see it. And I don't believe when people say, oh, I saw so-and-so, and they were dressed in the clothes... How can they be dressed in something physical when they're not even there? Do you know what I mean? How can something make a noise when they've got no...
Matter.
No matter to be able to move the air to make the vibration that you're talking about that makes a sound, speech or whatever. Light. How can they be even be there if there's nothing for the light to reflect off? So there are things that just boggle my mind.
For the record, yeah. Just so I've been very clear, I know I said it before, but just so I've been very clear, I don't believe in ghosts.
No, I'm not saying
you
do.
I don't believe in ghosts.
But I'd love to, but I just when I think about things in straight lines, I suppose, and I think, well, if for that to work, this has to happen, and. No one can ever give me a justifiable answer. They'll go, well, you need to believe in it, or, you know, and I think sometimes grief probably plays a big factor in people seeing things, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, with the ghost thing, I mean, touching on to the ghost thing, I think people want to believe in ghosts because it gives them comfort, you know, or they've lost someone and they think they're still around and things like that. And I think as humans, it's a bit like when we see faces in like... things. I mean, you see on news, you know, somebody's seen Jesus in a piece of toast or somewhere, or whatever. or they see a dog, you know, in clouds and things like that. I know you go, well, what's that going to do with ghosts? But it's because as humans, we see faces and we try to make shapes and
connections
and connections
yeah.
to objects and stuff. And I think that's just ghosts is another level up of that, where people, you know, think that they've seen ghosts. I mean, I've never seen a ghost. I don't think you guys have ever seen a ghost, have you?
No.
I mean, I know you don't believe it, but you've never seen anything.
No. Nope.
But I think the people that do see ghosts, in my opinion, I mean, I know they'll probably say different, but I think they just think they're seeing things because they want to see things. Because if you want to believe in something, then you believe in it.
So when we were talking about aliens and stuff, so we all agree that there's got to be something else out there.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I suppose the follow-up question is do you believe that the visitor there? And do you believe that there's certain governments that might know about it?
Well, I'm finding as I'm getting older, and I know we're exposed to a lot more stuff with the internet, but I'm finding that the more I read and the more I see online, and I think there's got to be, aren't there? And you can almost understand why, if there are things out there that have visited, let's say, governments wouldn't want absolute panic.
Yeah,
so they
yeah.
would have to try and keep a bit of control. You know, you'd need someone to say, hang on a minute, this lot can't cope with each other, let alone with something from another planet.
Yeah.
But do you not think something would have come out by now, though? If that was the case,
they say that it has, don't they? But and people say, oh yeah, you know, Area 51.
Well, but you only have to listen to Joe Rogan's podcast every eight.
Hi Joe,
every,
hope you're listening.
Yeah, yeah, inevitably will. You know, every eighth episode is someone related to some sort of conspiracy theory. Yeah.
The thing is, with the alien thing, though, I mean, I'm so with Mark with this, as in, you know, and I'm also with you, as in, you think that, you know, with internet, with, you know, there's something's happening and maybe it would come out. But at the same time, I'm also thinking, well, if an alien come, why would it go, like, why would government be first person? Why is it not like Dave Dant Pub?
Why is it not like E.T.?
Or Rob, or me?
Dave Dant Pub hasn't got billions of pounds worth of radars and satellites tracking.
So it feeds into your thing. Yeah, I mean, if an alien come down, they won't go, oh, we need to go and seek government. We need to go and seek council.
Take me to your leader.
Do you know what I mean? It wouldn't. So if something did come
show
down...
Show me your stamp collection, Mark.
What, my penny blacks?
Yeah.
So I'd take them to Woolworths. I mean, you've got to be something can't have happened because it just bump into somebody like one of us, wouldn't it? I think we wouldn't keep it under wraps. We'd go, there's an alien here.
Now, I think taking it to another level, and this is the counter argument. And I'm not saying that we have been visited by all accounts, but when we've got, you know, people at NASA that are saying, right, there's an asteroid, and in the next 6 months it's going to hit Earth, you know, and they don't necessarily cause a lot of damage. You might, you know, a bit of fallout or whatever somewhere on the planet.
There's not really, guys, anyone listening and thinking this is a live broadcast, it's not.
They can see that happening, and so they're going to be miles in front of us when it comes to there's something moving in towards Earth or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you mean the like meet and greet?
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to be, you know, tea and biscuits. Yeah, yeah. Ellen will make them a couple of sandwiches. Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely.
You know, the funny
she'll
thing
have named
is,
them all.
The funny thing is how gullible we are. When you look at, when you do see these videos on social media, and you can sit, and there's ones with flying saucers, and there's ones with mysterious lights, people on flights going all over the end, they're filming things in sky and stuff. And you find yourself sat watching it, and you're thinking, oh God, I've not seen something like that before. Oh, that looks, that. What is that? And then there's an explanation. And as soon as you see the explanation, you go, oh my gosh, of course it is. Well, like, I've just got to say this one. Have you seen the one where it's nothing related to aliens? It looks like dinosaurs running. Little dinosaurs, right? And it shows you, and it even plays a Jurassic Park theme tune.
Does it go backwards?
It's been played backwards. And yeah. It's like little monkeys, or I can't what they are, but the tails go up and down like the head of a thing, and when played backwards, look like little dinosaurs are running. Yeah. Yeah. And your head, when you watch it, you go, what the is that? And you're literally going, that is mental, what are they? And then when it says, it's just played in reverse. And you look at it and go, oh my gosh, you tool. You absolute tool. How did you not see that?
If you saw it, I know exactly what Rob's talking about. Yeah. And it is weird.
Did you know I was going to go there? Is that what you were looking at before?
No, not at all. I'm going to talk about something else.
Right. And it's that sort of thing that makes you go, we are quite gullible. So sometimes when you see something that you think could be supernatural and go, ooh, yeah, that might be something.
Yeah.
When you find out what the reality is, you go, oh, how stupid am I?
You'll see something on a video or in news where they'll go, oh, there's some lights in the sky, somebody's filmed it. And I always think with things like that, I mean, it's fine if you're talking about in a forest or something, in a dark forest, just you. But like lights in the sky, I'm like, well, how high up are these lights? What, 20, 30, 40 miles up in the sky? Why is there only one person filming them?
If
there were some dots up here in Rotherham, are you telling me there's only going to be me filming it?
Yeah.
So that always...
Probably everyone else will be at work.
But, you know, there'd be hundreds of people filming it, wouldn't they, if there was something really sinister up there?
Now there would, yeah.
The only thing that really, really makes me think that nothing's obviously been here, is the pure distance thing. That's just fact of how far away things are. Yeah. You know, and I am, although I believe in spiritualism, I am also a believer in science. I'm not decrying science or anything like that. But I saw something the other day, and I didn't realise this, that if you travel at the speed of light, then that means you could go round the Earth 7.5 times per second. So that's what it's like, travelling at the speed of light. you can go round the Earth 7.5 times in 1 second. Okay, so that's crazy, absolutely crazy. And then when you think that, you know, one of the nearest things out there, or whatever that, you know, possible for planets or whatever, are 1,000 and 2,000 and 20,000 light years away. So what that means is, if they was travelling at the speed of light, so remember, round the Earth 7.5 times per second, that it would still take them 1,000 years to get here.
Yes.
You know, that's...
And that's not, and that's even if they're not on strike.
Spaceship coming on trains.
Coming on train, HS2. HS2's just been finished.
Yeah, like, oh, sorry, we can take you as far as Mars.
Oh, there's another subject there. I'm right in thinking that you're saying that going the speed of light, right, that's one thing. But you can't go faster than the speed of light, can you? Because then you're going ahead of time, aren't you?
You're time travelling.
So you, I mean, I know you didn't say that. I'm not correcting you, by the way, but I'm just saying, you, no one or anything can't go. Well, I say anything, we don't know, but in our universe, we can't go faster than the speed of light.
Well, there's that.
We can't get to the speed of light. I get what you're saying, but yes, theoretically, scientists would say that if you go further than the speed of light, then technically you'd be
because you're
traveling.
Reaching there before that's actually got there.
Yeah, and it's a bit like if you could teleport now to one of the furthest stars, and you could then see Earth through a telescope, you would be looking at the past. So you would be seeing what was happening years and years ago.
Yeah, I think we need to do a whole new episode on that.
Because the light's not hitting
you. I think we should do another scientific episode with Brian Cox sat here with us. I think we should
love Brian Cox.
Yeah. Which one? Yeah.
The
the actor?
No, well, yes, I like the actor as well, to be honest. I think he's great.
You've just got to put the S in the right place there, haven't you?
Time at the bar, please.
Do you know what, Kirk? I've actually learned something new about you tonight.
Well, Rob, every day's a school day.
And on that note,
see
you later.
It's been a pleasure, boys.
See you.
See you later, guys.
Bye. See you next week.
See you next week.
Ta-ra.
Do you have a dilemma? Maybe a burning question you're longing to be answered? Or you just want to get in touch with us? Why not drop us a voice note or a message over email at inthechat@gmail.com. That's two N's, not one N, because one N... It doesn't matter. inthechat@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, real talk. How many pictures are on your camera roll right now? Enough to induce a little stress? Let's take a deep breath. Friend to friend, I want to tell you what finally worked for me. Chatbooks. They make it so easy to actually do something with all those photos. And right now, they're giving us a podcast-exclusive mind-blowing offer. 12 monthly mini photo books for just $12, plus free shipping. That's a full year of printed memories for less than you pay for 1 month of streaming. Sleep better at night knowing your memories are safe. Just pick your photos and the Chatbooks app does the rest. Go to chatbooks.com/get12. That's chatbooks.com/get12 and grab this deal before it's gone.